Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're getting set for the start of the new school year here in Manhattan, and today we're pleased to be joined by the director of USD 3D3 Transportation, and her name is Andrea Adams. She joins us via telephone. Good morning, Andrea.
Hi, Brandon. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to getting back to some normalcy here, and a little bit of that is getting back into the classroom. How excited are you guys in the transportation department to get this school year started?
You know, Brandon, I think like most of the other teachers and administrators in the district, we have missed our kids, and we've been out of school since March, and so our drivers and our monitors are really just biting at the bit to get back in their seats.
All right. Well, and of course, it's going to look a little different this year. We all know that by now. One thing I think kind of gets lost in the shuffle is, you know, the school buses. You know, that's one way a lot of kids get to school. I'm sure there's been a lot of preparation the past few months to get them ready for the year.
Absolutely. Well, every summer we always have the Highway Patrol come out and do our state inspection, and we just finished that up at the beginning of August. So all of our buses checked out perfectly. As in addition to, we've had a cleaning staff that's went through and deep cleaned and waxed and mopped with polish on each side of every bus. So every bus is 100% ready to go. We're ready to welcome kids on Wednesday.
All right. And as far as the cleaning procedure, well, that I'm assuming that's just going to continue on here as the school year goes on.
So we do deep clean at all of our breaks, so summer, fall, spring break, and over winter break. But in addition to that, this year, we're going to be using an electrostatic sprayer, and we're going to be doing that on every bus once a week. And then in addition to that, all of our drivers now have times allocated into their schedules. After every load of students, they're going to clean their bus with our Rejuvenol product, hand wiping them down on a clean rag each time.
All right. And as far as loading the buses, will that be any differently this year?
Loading will be a little bit different. So we are divided into our A groups and our B groups. So our loads will be, you know, about 50% less. But when we load our buses, now our students are going to load from back to front. And then when they get to school, we're going to unload front to back.
All right, and that's probably just to avoid unnecessary contact between individuals.
Exactly. Try and keep the contact as minimal as possible. And then with that, we're also going to have assigned seats with seating charts this year. In addition to all of our students are required to wear some sort of face covering. They're required to use hand sanitizer when they load. And we're also going to be keeping our windows down on the bus to increase airflow.
Okay. Now, I know there will be some challenges with all that. Nothing will probably go 100% smoothly because you have kids that don't get along with other kids sometimes. What is there any protocols in place for if they, you know, if a child has a behavioral problem?
Well, we do have our discipline coordinator. Eric Prohaska has been with us for going on 10 years now, and he's going to handle all of our discipline issues. If there's something that needs immediate attention on the bus, of course, a driver would pull over and address it at that time. But as far as moving seats, you know, yes, we want to keep our seating charts for close contact, but we also understand that there's going to be issues that arise, and we'll have to move students eventually.
Okay, very good. Again, speaking with Andrea Adams, Director of USD 3D3 Transportation. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of questions. You probably have heard from parents yourself, I'm imagining. With regards to the bus routes, is there any changes there due to COVID?
So COVID, yes, but more increasingly is the construction here in the city of Manhattan that has made routes just very fun this year. Since we are dividing our A and B groups, you're going to see the same bus going through your neighborhood on all 4 days, even though your students will only be riding 2 days a week.
Okay.
There's also, with the construction, we've had a couple different layouts to the schools. So, for example, at Lee Elementary, we now have the loop that the buses will be using on Lee Street as opposed to Canfield. If you drive over by Frank Bergman, our special education buses will be using the new special education entrance that's on Lombard. And then, of course, the East Campus right there at 10th and 9th and Points is still a little under construction. So we'll just have to try and work our way around that.
Okay. Any advice for, sending your kids to the bus stop? Anything that they should know to do differently here?
Well, we just really encourage parents to go by the guidelines that USD 383 has already sent out. You know, please keep your child home if they're sick. Take their temperatures before you send them out to the bus stop, and remember that they need to have a mask to board the bus and always be out there about 5 minutes early.
All right, coming from someone who was always routinely late to my bus, I tended to always have to chase my bus in the mornings, at least when I was in middle school to high school. But, you mentioned the way you're going to load the buses from back to front. What about when you're picking students up from school? I imagine it'd be the same.
Well, it's a little harder to control when we're at the schools, unless the schools line up their students, according to the way that they are loaded on the buses. So what I'd like to tell people and what we've been using as a safe practice is we are going to do the absolute best we can with what we have.
Okay, fair enough. Well, obviously COVID's a big concern for a lot of folks, but one thing we want to make sure we always reiterate every school year is traffic safety. And, I think people sometimes tend to forget when the school year starts that there's certain things you have to do when you come up behind a school bus.
Absolutely. We are a 43-foot yellow tank for all intents and purposes, and we still have people that miss our flashing red lights. So I just please encourage all drivers, please stop when you see our lights and our stop sign out. Kids cross from every which way of the road, and if it, just takes 1 or 2 extra minutes for you to stop, that could potentially save a child's life.
And that's good to mention. School speed zones will be in effect starting Wednesday. That's the first day of classes. As far as bus drivers are concerned, what's the need like there? Are you guys full, or do you need more drivers?
Oh, Brandon, we need more drivers. there's a shortage across the entire United States, really, for bus drivers, and there really always will be. I could probably use at least 5 extra drivers and about 5 extra monitors. So if you're looking for a place to enjoy kids and also see the city, feel free to apply.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, if you had to have somebody go down because of an illness, that creates a need right there. So
absolutely
encourage people to get on and apply. Anything else maybe I haven't asked here that you want to make sure parents are aware of?
Not specifically. Our routes are going live today, and so if you're having troubles getting to eLink, which is the parent portal, please give us a call at the bus barn, or you can find that link on the USD 383 webpage under transportation.
All right, good to know, and hopefully we'll have a safe school year for everybody, and that starts again at the first of the morning, getting on the school bus, and then at the end of the school day, getting kids home safely as well. USD 383 transportation plays a key role in that here in our district. Thanks so much, Andrea, and hope you have a great school year.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Brandon.